Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And pack with trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome in a little bit early here. Welcome to Five on the Floor Live here on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like and subscribe. Also on all of our podcast channels as well, so you can check us out on Spotify, Red Circle, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Tonight's floor plan, I got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. Again, I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick. And at Five Reasons Sports, Alex and Brady are at the game tonight, so they will not be joining us. Greg just did the entire playback show, so I'll try to carry him a little bit here tonight since he was carrying others. We thank those who joined us on there, including Mateo Mayorga in our network, but also many others from outside. The Miami Heat with a big win tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. They salvaged a 3-3 road homestand, which means that they did better than I thought they were going to do. So I said 2-4, but not as well as most people thought they had to do, which was 4-2. So they get the split against Cleveland. We will discuss it as we go forward here. We do want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That Prize Picks. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. Get your initial deposit match up to $100. You can play Prize Picks from the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, or prizepicks.com. You can play 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players together and players from different sports. And you can play MMA, golf, NHL. They're all on there as well. So go to prizepicks.com, use the code 5, F-I-V-E. And get a, again, if you do that, you get 100% match on your deposit up to $100. We'll be doing some giveaways with that as well. We'll tell you about the two other sponsors here a little bit later in the show. But Greg, I mean, first thing, just look at the score. The Heat put up 119 tonight. They struggled to get to 100 the other night. And look, this game looked gone. It looked gone. And we're going to talk a lot about the greatness of Jimmy Butler tonight. But Tyler Hero, for a little bit, put him on his back this evening as well. And he did it on a night where the guy that he's always compared to, one of the guys he's always compared to, Donovan Mitchell, was going nuclear in a way he has not against the Heat previously, this time with Darius Garland sidelined. But we got it before we get to Jimmy, because we will get to plenty of Jimmy and how they pull this thing out. They don't win this game without Tyler having that stretch.
No, he was big. And I think that when we talk about what they need from Tyler right now, it is offense, but it's efficient offense. I think that shot selection is important. I think that the fact that he's rebounding above his size is important. Like, that to me is an indicator that he's engaged in a way that's going to be good for the team. When I see the rebound numbers up, when the rebound numbers are down, things tend to get a little weird and you're settling and such. So I think that it was a really good game by Tyler. Obviously, Donovan Mitchell is going to go crazy at times. He is a nuclear scorer. There's no doubt about that, but I ultimately think that the rebound performance by Max, which we're going to get into later in the show, is I think another big part of this, because you start to see that when you shoot 48% from three, the Heat were 14 of 29 tonight, things tend to go better. So I just ultimately think that we keep harping on the make or miss elements of this team being reliant on 3-point shooting built around Bam and Jimmy. And again, this is another night that exemplified that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the shooting is critical, but there were also some pretty decent defensive stretches in this game, and particularly in the fourth quarter. I thought the minutes management was better tonight from Spoelstra. It was helped that he did have some of the foul trouble that some of the guys, particularly Bam, had dealt with in prior games. You mentioned the bounce back game from Max. That matters, especially because he missed the last shot in the last game, right? So the fact that I talked to him in the locker room, he didn't really seem like he was thrilled to discuss it. I said, "Did it feel good coming off your hand?" He goes, "Always." I know he's felt like the ball's come off his hands pretty well this year, but he's shooting 33% from three. But to have a good performance from him, but also one that got Eric Spoelstra to trust him down the stretch of this game. We just did a podcast about whether Duncan was going to take some of his minutes. Duncan wasn't available tonight because he was sick, so Strus had to kind of play those minutes. But he didn't necessarily have to play in the clutch time over Depot, and he did, even though Depot had some decent moments. Some scatterbrain moments, some things that you're like, okay, where exactly is he going with the ball? But also, he made some contributions tonight. I just want to pivot back to Tyler real quick here before we spend most of this podcast talking about Jimmy. I feel like the expectations game with Tyler has gotten to the point where, you know, we talk about consistency a lot. And I don't necessarily mean he has to be consistent, you know, scoring 22 to 26 points a game and all that. I mean he has to be consistent in terms of in every game, there has to be a stretch of the game that he carries this team offensively, because they don't have enough other guys to do it, particularly when Jimmy's not on the floor. And so, you know, when Tyler has had, particularly at home, these stretches where you're like, okay, just let Tyler cook, right? Mm-hmm. But I want to see, it doesn't have to be for four quarters.
No.
Right? But give us a quarter in every game where he does what he did today, where he basically is the bridge to Jimmy. They need a bridge to Jimmy, okay? This whole thing is being set up by Spoelstra. Again, like it or don't like it, 8-minute mark, 6-minute mark, whatever, where he's trying to essentially get Jimmy as rested as possible for a final frenzy in these games, because these games are close. So he wants Jimmy at peak energy, peak efficiency for basically a 6-minute – it's just – 6 minutes of Jimmy Butler fury. That's what he's trying to get to here. And tonight he got it. But he only gets there because Tyler carried them to that point, okay? And so, you know, there are different pockets of the game. This team is never – we were talking about this on playback. They're never going to look fluid, their top three guys. They just don't. They don't play off each other that well. It's just, you know, the Bam Hero pick and roll, which was great early in the season, kind of flamed out. But each of them can carry different portions of the game if they're the featured player. And tonight, again, they got enough from Bam, but they got that stretch from Hero, and then they get to Jimmy at the end, and that's the one that really matters. And this game really does matter, because the Nets are on this – they were on a really difficult road trip right now. And they lost to a team, a Milwaukee team without Giannis. And, you know, they've got Denver on this trip. They have a difficult trip coming up. This is a time to make up some ground. We're going to go, but Greg, I want you to – we're going to talk Jimmy in the last 10 minutes of this. So, Alejandro Villegas, our producer, if you have any comments, put them up, because I'm not able to see them at the moment. So if we have any, I can try to react to them here. We do want to mention a couple of sponsors here at the Five Reasons Sports Network and of this particular program. Our friend Lynette, she's always on playback with us. She's in the pregame. She's in the postgame. But she also is really good at insurance, okay? So reach out to her for life insurance. For any kind of insurance, essentially renter's insurance, but especially for car insurance. She does a great job of hooking you up with car insurance, even if you do not have a great driving record. Reach out to her at Aggressive Insurance, insurancebylinette.com, 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800. And we always mention here odmpsi.com. That's ODM Performance Solutions. We've mentioned this in the context of if you run a business, they can help find employees for you, and they can. They're a terrific consulting business based here in Pembroke Pines, service all three counties. But also, if you're looking for a high-end job, they're the place to go, because they can connect you on the other end of this thing. So trust their approach. Go to odmpsi.com. That's odmpsi.com. They work with banks. They work with supermarkets. They can find you a high-end executive job. All you need is a resume and a conversation here. So mention us when you go to them. Go to odmpsi.com, reach out to George or Josh or any of the rest of their team. The ODM performance solution of the game tonight, Greg?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, maybe check the stats of the latest Miami Heat game? I've got a better idea. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I've benefited from therapy. I went through some life changes, major life events, had some difficulties, wasn't a believer in therapy, but it helped me and it can help you also. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MiamiHeat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MiamiHeat.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go ahead. Okay. I mean, Jimmy Butler's playing at a higher level and he's played at any time during a regular season in Miami. Like, the level he's played at over the – this is LeBron efficiency level over the past 10, 12 games for him.
It is – this is what we keep coming back to. You are at the height of Jimmy Butler's powers. You saw them in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. He's not any different of a player. He hasn't regressed as a player. Stop it. It's not that long ago that we were all having those experiences. They're not that long ago. He's ready to do that again. And so I think that seeing him continue to be so efficient and continue to find ways to impact the game, I also back to Hero just slightly because it does impact the way that this moves forward and the way that they finish with Jimmy leading is that Tyler Hero in his games in March so far is his field goal attempts are down 3 from the month prior, which I think is telling, but he's shooting 42% from downtown. So I think that that also is something to continue to watch because the more those shots go in, the more it opens things up. To me, this is about We talk about wasting a Jimmy Butler year, and I would hate for that to be the sound bite that travels through the summer related to this team, because ultimately there are certain elements of what Jimmy Butler is surrounded with that are related to his influence. So I think that, you know, like that's a slippery slope, right? But I do think that this is a moment where Jimmy Butler is playing so damn good that we can all acknowledge that there is no damn reason that you shouldn't go all in to try to fix this, to have a team that can compete, win at the highest level around a player who can actually get that done in a 7-game series, because Jimmy proves it again and again.
Well, they got to get to a 7-game series first. That's the issue they have right now. So that's what they have to get out of the plan for. But also, this is why, and I put this on Twitter, this is why, even though the Heat are broken, we're not going to sell you any kind of sunshine tonight about this team. They got good performances from some guys like Strus that they have in them late. Tyler played at a high level. Caleb made a lot of plays late. This is a good win, okay? No question about it. But we're not going to sell you – again, we're not going to sell you a bunch of stuff here. This team looks like they're going to max out at some stage here, all right? Just, again, the cohesion, the inconsistency, and all that kind of stuff. But this is why teams in the East would rather see a Toronto or an Atlanta, because they don't have a Jimmy Butler. That's the thing. And that's why what you're saying does matter, because if you can just get him there with some players, you'd have a legitimate chance here. As it is, your best case scenario is to get to 6, play a Philadelphia team that you know he gears up for, that he knows how to play against, and let him deal with it. Like that is the best case scenario here, is a 3-6 situation. And so I think that we have to look at it this way. You always talked about Dwayne and wasting part of Dwayne's peak, right? which was the 08-09-09-10 season. A lot of talk about the This Is My House game and all the rest of that over the past couple of days, right? But Jimmy's a lot older than Dwayne was then. Like, you don't necessarily you're gonna get this, you know, shot after shot after shot with Jimmy Butler at this stage. And
Dwayne got even better than that.
Well, he did. Well, exactly.
Some would argue that first big 3 year that he was better than either of those iterations of Dwayne the years prior.
Well, no, you can absolutely make that argument. And I think, well, obviously, Dwayne's best year was 08-09, but he was great in 10-11. And would have won Finals MVP if things had played out a little bit differently. But I just think when you look at what they've put around Jimmy now, and I think the frustration for Heat fans in the playoffs is, it's one thing to say Jimmy's not available and so you can't do certain things. But if Jimmy is available and playing at this level, you should have had a chance. You should have had a chance because there are very few players. There's not 10 players in the league who impact both sides of the ball like that, okay, down the stretch of games the way that Jimmy did tonight. And it's the subtle things too. It's the things that we don't talk about that much, but just fundamentally, even like when he closes out on a guy, like there was one three made today. I don't know, remember who made it. Okay. But maybe it was LeVert, but there was a three where it was an impossible three to make because of the way that Jimmy closed out. I mean, he's straight up. He's in your face. Everything he does is fundamentally sound. Like, I kind of wish Jimmy was more available to the media down here, but like he used to be in the good old days. So you could actually sit down and talk to him about how he preps certain parts of his game, because he is, I mean, he's really a magician at some of that stuff. And he maximizes that stuff in so many ways.
I'm surprised that they wouldn't let you and a few others, maybe not all others, but a few others get the chance to really talk to him like that, because I think that, well, maybe they need you to dust that pen off, Ethan. That's what it is. Because I think that you could really write some cool stuff related to that we don't know yet. And Eternal is in our comments. And so for our listeners, I just want to read this one. And he hung out on playback with us for the entire broadcast as well. He came up on stage. And so we appreciate you hanging out with us. He says, Ethan, you're welcome for helping you beat those allegations. The allegations he's referring to are that you are some sort of jinx, yes, and that you being there or not being there had any bearing on the game. So we are continuing to try to beat those allegations one by one.
Well, he made me talk through the entire thing. And so I was talking through like a Heat 17-2 run. And we weren't paying any attention to the run itself, so we probably need to watch it back. We're looking at a lot of the comments here, and we're going to finish this by talking about Kyle Lowry, because if you didn't hear Bally's broadcast today, we were watching it on the playback stream. Eric Reed talked about watching Lowry's workout starting at 4:30 today and how you may just see him in Orlando. I've known Eric a long time. Eric doesn't say this kind of stuff unless the organization authorizes him to say it. So apparently there's a shot that Kyle Lowry is going to play tomorrow in Orlando. So let's put it out there now. I don't think they've confirmed this, but typically that is kind of a precursor to this kind of thing. Gabe was 2 of 7 tonight, 2 of 7, 2 of 8, Greg.
Yeah.
Okay, so I kind of feel like it's the backup quarterback who didn't really distinguish himself while the starter was out.
Kyle's starting.
You think he starts from jump?
Yes, 100%.
Even if there's a minutes restriction?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. And you're putting Gay back on the bench with Oladipo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you are.
I'll be curious what the minutes number is. If the minutes number is like 20 or less, then I don't know necessarily if they do that.
We're essentially seeing that Zeller and Love are good for about 30 minutes between the two of them, 20 from Love and 10 or so from Zeller. And I'll just be interested to see how they break up the guard minutes. Obviously, I think Gabe will get more than 10 minutes in a game. But because of minutes restrictions, but also just because I don't know that Lowry can play a ton of big minutes and be successful. But I think ultimately the way that Kevin Love was quickly inserted back into the lineup, I think a player of Lowry's pedigree that also going into the summer, keeping the peace, I think there's elements of this that they're going to probably just insert him back. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think defensively, the other thing was Eric said on the broadcast, he said, and a great defender. And I'm like, I don't know that he was watching Kyle all that closely at the point of attack this year. Yeah, but if you're going to go with, I said this on the podcast yesterday, if you're going to go with Lowry Love and Hero in the starting lineup, you are going to start defensively at a deficit. It's just the way it is. I mean,
it's like the worst three players to put around Bam and Jimmy.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be challenging. All right, so let's close here and have a shorter episode tonight because we're on playback the whole night. We'll do more this weekend. For sure, probably a podcast tomorrow after the Orlando game, not necessarily a stream. But, I mean, 3-3 homestands. So they hold serve. The season doesn't collapse. But they also don't make up any ground on anybody, really. So where do you put it? I mean, it's... they kind of regressed and progressed to the mean again, which is, you know, they're basically a 500 team, pretty much. Even though they're four games over, their net rating screams 500 team.
Yeah, and so as I look at the conference standings here, they are currently three games in the loss column behind Brooklyn, and that's all that matters, loss column, folks. So they're still three games out. And that they need to continue to claw back. So they're not any worse than they were before this started. But now they have to go on the road and the game. And, you know, like they're going to play teams that are also fighting for position as we go along here. There'll be a few duds along the way. But ultimately, a lot of these teams are playing for at least something. And I know Orlando has never been fun. You know that there's always the hashtag of course moments that come with playing the Magic. So I will be interested to see here. But that's the ultimate thing, is watching what Brooklyn does. They have 29 losses. The Heat have 32 losses. And so now we see how close they can get to that so that they avoid this playing, because that appears to be the short-term goal of this exact roster for now.
Yeah, get to the sixth. And the other thing about Orlando, though, is they're not really playing for really anything but lottery, lottery positioning at this point. I know they've given the Heat problems in the past, and there's PTSD about Terrence Ross and Evan Fournier and Vucevic. None of those guys are there anymore. Like, I know they have length. I know they have length. I understand that. You have to get this win. And then I say that, and they'll lose it like they lost the two in Charlotte. But we'll see how that plays out. All right, thanks, everybody, for joining us. A little bit shorter episode here on a Friday night. Everybody get some rest. We'll be back on a podcast, or at least I will, Saturday night, the game in Orlando. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.